September 27th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, today, as this Supreme Court candidate seeks affirmation, let us reflect upon what and why evil seeks his demise. If the infamous Roe versus Wade should be challenged, evil would face defeat with this candidate seated on the bench of the Supreme Court. The moral fiber of this nation would be strengthened. This is the real issue at hand. Understand, then, this is a classic battle of good versus evil. Of course, truth is being challenged. The whole issue of truth is challenged in abortion. Human life begins at conception. This is truth. Decades ago, this would not even be an issue, let alone a political issue. We must be united in the battle which shapes the moral foundation of your nation. This is an issue of historic significance. May righteous win." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 through 17, and chapter 6, 11 through 12. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.